Chirag Qureshi recently attended his uncle's lavish wedding in India. The music you hear playing in the background is from the wedding. Among the golden chairs with red velvet detailing, the walls covered in flowers, and the abundant flowing drapes, he noticed something that seemed quite odd in the fancy decor. Bananas. Atif Rafiq, a 23-year-old man of Pakistani origin, explains.
Down in the south, you know, there's nothing in South India, there's nothing more you could actually go around and see. All you could see is banana trees and elephants. So yeah, they're a big part of the culture.
Part of daily life, but also part of religious and traditional ceremonies. During Indian weddings, the bride and the groom accept milk and a banana, which symbolize purity and sweetness. But Rafiq says there is also another reason for this.
Banana is typically a source of energy, so after the wedding is over, they give them banana milk mixed with milk so that it's supposed to be like a nutrition energy boost to last them through the night.
Whether it really provides the energy needed or not, Vietnamese people also can't seem to get enough of the banana. Nothing from the fruit is wasted, and they make good use of all its parts. Van Kappel explains how the leaves are also incorporated in weddings in her homeland.
During a wedding, the bride's family creates an archway made out of banana leaves, and then when the groom comes over and picks up the bride, he has to go underneath the archway and pick up the bride and then leave with her after that.
Clearly, the story behind the deliciously soft yellow fruit does not end with the good it does our bodies. And really, who knew that culture and banana could be so intertwined? Rima Ramul, Observer Radio News, Toronto.